He says, I'm Ana Ana Pereira, right? Pereira, P-A-R-R-I-L-L-A, 11-22-63, today is the 8th. Chief complaint, cough, congestion, feels like shortness of breath, headache, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, leg pain, arm pain, severe, to the point that her husband says she was in tears yesterday. Also, history of abnormal EKG, has a referral to see Dr. Clem, our cardiologist, also in desperate needs of maintenance examination. Our patient is a 59-year-old woman with history of hyperlipidemia, abnormal EKG at one time was sent to Dr. Clem for evaluation of her EKG and stress test. Recently, she's developed what looks like symptoms of COVID-19 because of her symptomatology. She did have a test at home done, which was positive for COVID-19, and subsequently she had a positive COVID-19 test here. Review of system as above medication. She's not taking any medications at this time. Family history, both mom and dad died of lung cancer. Review of system as above. COVID immunization positive times 3. Social no drug use, only TOH. Last period, 2001. She works for a casino and comes in contact with a lot of people. Surgery, complete hysterectomy, tubal ligation, appendectomy. Medical problems, hypertension, gas, esophageal reflux. History of low back pain, but she's not taking any medications at this time, period. Here in the office, she had a flu test that was negative, a COVID test that was positive. She weighs 154 pounds. She's lost a few pounds because of the nausea and vomiting and not eating. Actually, compared to last year, it's still up 10 pounds. 96%, 99, 16, 76, 124 of 84. Heart positive, some positive, 22 over 6. Systolic ejection murmur, noted lungs. Few ronchi, coarse breath sounds. Abdomen is soft, but epigastric tenderness noted. TM shows redness. Lymphadenopathy noted. Anterior chain, neurological non-focal skin shows no rash. Lower extremity shows pedal edema. Assessment, number one, COVID-19 is positive. Number two, chest x-ray negative for pneumonia. Number three, leg pain and arm pain because of propensity of developing DVT. We did an ultrasound of her lower extremity. There was no sign of DVT noted. This was done despite the fact that she already had an ultrasound done earlier for peripheral vascular disease. Next number, she's in desperate needs of yearly mammogram scheduled. Next number is Finnegan DM for cough. Next number is ZPAC. Next number is Medrol dose pack. Next number is Rosefenegram now. Next one is dexamethasone, 8 milligram now. Next one is we talked about use of Paxlovid. She wants to hold off and then not take that since she's never taken it before. She's afraid of the medication, in quotation. Next number, because of palpitation, most likely related to COVID-19 and the heart murmur today. We did an echocardiogram, which shows no significant change from earlier evaluation. Next number, because of her dizziness, we repeated her carotid ultrasound, which was within normal limits. Next number, once again, cough shows no evidence of pneumonia. Chest x-ray shows no evidence of pneumonia. Next number, nausea and vomiting related to COVID-19, as well as diarrhea. We did look at her abdomen. There has been no significant change in her abdominal ultrasound as well. Copious lymphadenopathy noted in her neck. Thank you.